Sheila Finan. I'm calling from Accord, New York. And I've just been listening to your news program, an NPR story, on the Oklahoma bombing. I think it's very strange to hear the bomber reported on in exactly the same category as the rest of the terrorist groups in the West. Apparently, a lot of his impetus in getting into this came from his role in Iraq. And there is a letter that he wrote to his aunt, and it was an account of how he had never wanted to kill anybody, but he had been ordered to shoot the Iraqi soldiers who were running away through the desert. It was very hard to pull the trigger the first time, but it got increasingly easy as it went along. I think that that letter has a lot of implications for today and that it should be reported on.
My name is Russ. I'm calling from Waterford, New York. I'm listening to the roundtable discussion on 4/20/15. I believe it was Rosemary who just somehow compared the ISIS terrorists to the refugees, stating that, well, the ISIS terrorists only killed 25 when there were hundreds that were killed in the ship capsizing. And also she made the remark that what would those Muslim refugees do if they came to the United States and ended up in Oklahoma? I wonder if the woman has been to Oklahoma, and I also wonder what is the basis for that statement.
This is Lorraine DeLeo. I was just listening to Alan and Joe and Libby discuss the New York Times Award for the domestic violence coverage. What a better time than now for WAMC to cover domestic violence as Equinox celebrates on May 6th, the 25th anniversary of the only domestic violence shelter in Albany.
My name is Rachel Park. I'm from Petersburg, New York. Herb London said the most extraordinary thing on his commentary in saying that Iran was the biggest danger for terrorism in the world today. He said that Al-Qaeda was based in Iran. And I'm sure he, as a doctor, as an educated man, he must be aware that this isn't true. They are deadly enemies with the Shiites. They are Sunnis. I think it's extraordinary that he would try to say that in order to prove his point. I'm sure he has many, many other valid things he could say. And I'm just wondering why he thought it was necessary to include something that was so patently false.